Right now, though, I could not be happier to welcome back into the studio Ken Campbell from
good to
News
be here.
For Baton Rouge. Man, it's been a minute.
It has. It's been a little while.
It's good to have you back in. We got a lot of charter school stuff to talk about, a lot of in-classroom stuff to talk about. Test scores are coming out next week. But there's no way I don't start with the biggest thing around right now, and that is we're about to have a new governor.
We are,
From your perspective, from the new school's perspective, from a charter school perspective, what does that mean? What does a Governor Landry look like for your world?
Yeah, so I think it'll be interesting. First, when we saw the list of the, kind of who was leading the different transition teams, Eddie Risponi and a charter school leader out of Lake Charles, right, gives us, just a lot of confidence. I've known Eddie for, more than 10 years. He's a big proponent of increasing choice for parents. Mm-hmm. So I think we'll see some good things come out of that front from the broader choice perspective as well as the charter schools perspective. So, things like education savings accounts, I'm sure we'll talk more about that. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there will be some things there that also, help us to grow and expand charter schools. And so I think that'll be a big push. And then I'm hoping that we're able to keep in place some of the things that I think Cade has been able to get done, in terms of the state superintendent. Like, we've made big moves in literacy. We're doing a lot with high dosage tutoring. So I'm hoping we see those things continue. And an increased focus on math, right, which is, kind of lagging behind literacy a little bit. But I think the superintendent has a good plan for that. And I'm hoping they have the kind of partnership that allows us to continue to move those things forward.
We are in kind of a weird spot right now because the governor-elect won in the primary.
Yes.
So rather than talking about him in a runoff coming up on November 18th, everybody's already asking the questions about who's going to be where, who's going to stay in, and who's going to be out. I can't speak for the governor-elect at all or his transition team or who's going to be in what role, but I've had this conversation a number of times over the last few weeks. Dr. Brumley's done a phenomenal job.
He really
considering,
has.
Not just considering all the circumstances he walked in on.
Yeah.
I mean, you walk in the middle of a pandemic.
Exactly.
Your first job is figuring out who knows how to run a Zoom call.
Yeah.
Like that. And then from there, you have the lack of classroom attendance. And he still has overcome all that.
Absolutely.
Test scores are going to be out next week.
Absolutely.
And Dr. Brumley will be on with us next Wednesday to talk about that. But we've already seen gains.
Yeah.
We've already seen results.
Without a doubt.
I'm not going to ask you to say, can you envision a world where Jeff Landry moves on? But I mean,
I hope not. I think
feels like a no-brainer.
Yeah, I think it?
It
does. I think Superintendent Brumley has done a phenomenal job in our state. One of the things that I was hopeful about is that he would be able to move the whole state forward, and I think he's done a really strong job of that. So, we're fingers crossed and anticipating and hoping that he'll continue. I think that would be the right move to make for the state of Louisiana.
Can we get a report card on where charter schools are right now in Louisiana?
Yeah.
Because we're kind of entering an interesting realm where the idea is popular.
Yeah.
The results are definitely showing from place to place.
Yeah.
But are we getting to an area where charter schools are going to go up where the public school system is thriving?
Yeah. You know what? What I think is one, like, there are more applications for charter schools than we really know about. Like, we tend to work in a very narrow band. I don't think we're seeing the kinds of innovation that we all hope that we would see in terms of charter schools. That is in part because of the way that we evaluate them.
We're not seeing the innovation. We've got a flight school and a medical school.
What I would say is those schools have some innovative approaches in them, right? But I think, like, the kind of innovation that I'm talking about is schools that take a completely different approach that might not show up in test scores in 2 years, and kind of, do you feel as an educator that you have the time to do that? You're certainly under public scrutiny.
Right.
I do think sometimes the way we evaluate schools pushes everybody towards a very narrow set of things that you have to do in order to be successful.
Yes.
And so I would love to see us have schools that really take things differently. We have a non-traditional high school, one of the new charters that we're anticipating and hoping will be here, that works with kids who haven't done well in the traditional system. They go to school year round. They go to school 3.5 hours a day. And so if a kid needs time to take care of a family member, their own family, somebody else's, if they need to have a job because of the economic circumstances, they can do those things. And so kind of that year-round flexible schedule, smaller school model works for some people who just can't sit in, 8 hours a day for 180, days a year.
Yeah.
We should be doing more of stuff like that, right? And kind of, how do we have an accountability system that gives those schools the real chance to being successful, recognizing that it might look a little different? Stuff like that I'm excited about. We have a little bit more traditional, but one of the new applicants is a school that prepares kids for jobs in the film and TV industry. So in particular, all the kind of behind the camera and technical jobs, video editing, sound editing, you know, hair, makeup, all those sorts of things. Like, we just renewed the film tax credits. And so, you know, the ability for us to just be able to produce films and have the crews here in Baton Rouge that you need, it would be very powerful.
Well, so, that's the part
stuff
of,
like that is great.
That's the part of Hollywood South that I love talking about. Yeah. Because whenever we talk about the film tax credit, everybody, the conversation always goes around to, you know, movie stars or billionaires, whatever. We don't, it's cool to have movies.
Yeah.
No, it's jobs.
It's jobs.
It's about my neighbor paying his mortgage.
Yes. And absolutely.
This builds that out.
Yeah.
It's
this
all
builds
the stuff
that out.
Behind the scenes. Yeah. It builds an entire industry.
Yeah.
Not just making, like, not just seeing the finished product on film, not just seeing, you know, Tom Cruise show up at a suite in Tiger Stadium.
That's right.
It's
all the stuff that goes into that.
Right.
You know, the craft services, like I said, the camera work, the costuming, the hair and makeup.
The graphic design, the video editing, the CGI.
Absolutely. All those things.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Louisiana, I think, has the potential to be a real leader in that, in Baton Rouge in particular. So I'm excited about that coming. And, you know, a lot of people don't know, I don't think I've been here since the department won a $55 million grant with the U.S. Department of Education.
We actually talked to Dr. Brumley about that last week.
Yeah, so excited about being able to do that. That's going to be able to help make sure these schools get the all opportunities to be successful.
Ken Campbell from New Schools for Baton Rouge is our guest for this segment. Okay, I want to bring it back in to the question I asked. I got you off track on the innovation part. But let's bring it back around to where we are with the growth of the schools, the proliferation of the schools.
Yeah.
Are we in danger of putting up charter schools where the public schools are doing just fine to begin with?
You know, I don't think so, right? So what I think is that, one, we need to keep taking our cues from parents. And so as long as you're opening schools and parents want to come, like, there's a lot to be said for that.
Right.
We should, as education leaders in this city, I think, use more data in kind of making those decisions, right? I don't think, you know, a lot of it is based on assumptions right now. We need to do better about data. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, parents continue to want what the schools are offering. They continue to be excited about the new offerings. And so I just think, you know, right now, what we want to get to is a point to where all schools operate with the kinds of autonomies that charter schools have, right? I don't think they necessarily have to be charter schools, but we'd love to see more schools with that kind of flexibility. I think that's one place where, at least from a philosophical point of view, the superintendent says he wants to see also, you know, when you think about his focus choice schools, like, it is, how do we give these schools more autonomy, like, get them more deeply connected with the community and give them an opportunity to kind of be responsible for their own fate. And I think more schools should operate like that. So I actually don't think it is the idea of more charter schools. I think it is, are we meeting the diversity of need and interest that kids have? I don't think we're there yet by any stretch of the imagination.
We're talking with Ken Campbell from New Schools for Baton Rouge. One more on the governor, the governor-elect, before we move on to y'all are getting application. you teased this, that the applications are coming in. But one more on the governor-elect, and this is kind of a broader picture thing. He had to run on a whole lot of different issues.
Yeah.
He's got a lot that he wants to fix in Louisiana.
Yeah.
And not for better or worse, it's not a judgmental question. It's an open-ended question. Do you really think education is going to be his top priority moving in? I mean, are we going to see anything, you know, splashing in the first year?
Yeah. I don't know. I think that's a good question. First of all, I think anytime you're the governor, education has to be a big issue. Like, when you think about the future of your state, whatever state you may be in, the best way to try to get that on the right path is through education.
Mm-hmm.
So I would argue, you know, like, out of all the issues you have to deal with, they all come down to education and what the education allows us to do in the future. So, you know, there are some real, you know, real time things we have to do. But, you know, I like the idea that, you know, I got to focus on education. And I got to help get this piece right.
Well, at the same time, and, the governor's not the only one that was elected this year. Numerous new legislators have been elected.
Yeah.
And I've run, I can't tell you how many interviews I've run through this studio over the last 2 months getting ready. And education seems to be top of mind for legislators who have the ability to write and pass laws themselves.
Exactly.
So, I feel like it's going to be more of a focus of the legislative session rather than the governor's agenda.
I think that's probably right.
And I can tell you that it is. It even though, and we run into this every single time, education is something that everyone wants to run on for election.
Yeah.
but can't run on for reelection.
You're
not going to see results in one term.
That's
you're talking about if someone's entering the first grade today, that by the time you see what they do in 12th grade, you're long since gone from that post. You can't run for reelection on those results.
I think the one piece that I would love to see, you know, and I don't know if this is part of what the governor's team is talking about, but between the governor and the legislature, I do think we need to have a greater focus on early learning. I just don't think we do a good enough job there. The amount of money that we spend is a pittance compared to what we spend on K-12.
Right.
You know, I love to see early childhood teachers getting salaries similar to teachers. I mean, they're teaching kids, and it's not babysitting. And so we have to do better about expanding, you know, early childhood educational opportunities for kids. And I think it is the one place where investments now will pay off for the long term.
No, absolutely. And it's, I know I've brought this one up to you before, and you laughed me out of the room the last time I said it, but early childhood education is a lot like making a commitment to a gym membership.
Yes.
If you get the gym membership and you keep saying, I'll go tomorrow, I'll go tomorrow, I'll go tomorrow, eventually you look at yourself in the mirror and
I gotta go.
Hey, man, tomorrow should have been 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. We fight that battle every day.
I know. Ken Campbell from New Schools for Baton Rouge is our guest. Hey, let's talk charter school applications. You got a lot of new stuff coming in. How much can you actually tell us about?
So right now, those are the two biggest things. I think what I'm also excited about is some of those things that are on the horizon that are a little bit further out. Like I said, this non-traditional high school thing, and thinking about high school in particular, most of our high schools offer a very traditional experience for kids. You know, they are comprehensive high schools. They offer all the stuff.
Yeah.
You know, they tend to be relatively large in size. And what we say to kids is go in and fit in this thing and do, you know, now, you might have some options within that, but generally it's the same kind of experience. How do we create fundamentally different experiences for kids? And as we talk to people and we talk to high school leaders in particular, I think there's a great interest in kind of redesigning and rethinking high school. Can we do like crazy things, Brian, like the Carnegie Unit, right?
So
a lot of people don't realize this. Over 100 years ago, it was created, and it says – you got to sit in a seat for this amount of time to learn whatever it is you're supposed to learn.
Okay.
But what if I learned it in half the time?
Right.
Do I still have to sit in a seat? And what could I better use this other half of the time on? Right. You know, and so when we think about high school, it is, can we break down those foundational things that have always defined a high school and create things that are relevant for kids today? I think with technology, we know how to do more of that. With AI, we know how to do more of that. But we're kind of caught in this tradition that isn't necessarily the best way for us to go forward. And so high schools, I'm excited about what I hope the folks at Baton Rouge General Hospital are able to do with Capital High School. How do we help push them and make that not just a good idea, but something that's really phenomenal, you know? And do they have the autonomy to be able to do that? Like, I'm excited about that. I'm excited about possibly bringing, I think we might have talked about this before, New Orleans Military Maritime Academy.
We
haven't talked about this.
So
they're not there yet. So I'm going early for you, Brian.
Okay.
But New Orleans Military Maritime Academy is probably the highest rated open enrollment high school in New Orleans. 100% of the kids participate in Marine Junior ROTC. They have great test scores. Kids love that school. We want to bring them to Baton Rouge. And so if we're able to get that done in the next couple of years, I'd be tremendously excited about that. Still a ways away from being able to do that. But that kind of thing, again, jumpstarts just creativity and the thinking. I want people thinking about high school in very different ways. We don't do CTE well enough. You know, we got the great CTE center right down Florida. And it's not utilized as much as it should be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kids are dying for greater economic opportunities. Like, we got to get them into high-demand, well-paying jobs. We got to get them into college, ready for college. Those are the two things that high school is all about. I would argue that in Baton Rouge, we're not doing either one well enough.
We got Ken Campbell from New Schools for Baton Rouge for exactly two more minutes before we get you on out of here. And I greatly appreciate you coming in this morning. In these last 2 minutes, test scores are going to come out next week. Yeah. Do we have any sneak peeks, any previews?
I don't have any previews. I don't. I wish I did, but I don't know. This is like one of those closely guarded secrets. I think what we've seen in the past couple of years is that, you know, we've continued to get better. I think the trends will continue. I'm sure that the superintendent and his team are hoping that we are able to get back to pre-pandemic levels across the board. I think it would be great if we're able to do that. I think they're, you know, just fingers crossed and hoping that we get there. But I think we're on the right trajectory. And so I'm excited about seeing what those scores tell us, both those things that are going really well and those places where we need to put more time, energy, and focus into getting them right.
He is Ken Campbell from New Schools for Baton Rouge. We always appreciate the time, and we'll get you back on the schedule more regularly.
Absolutely.
Too long of a drought without you in here.